Jesus and his disciples arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As he stepped out on land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he did not live in a house but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles. But he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now there on the hillside, a large herd of swine was feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherd saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came out to see what had happened. And when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to begin by telling you that this passage was difficult for me to unpack. I am neither a biblical scholar nor knowledgeable on the theological importance of demons. So I'll make a couple of observations, share some commentary I found, and hope that you find something to think about. And with any luck, I'll be done before the horns start. What's in a name? Parents name their children. People name their pets. Artists name their works. Warriors name their weapons. Children name their lovies. Dale Carnegie said, "Names are the sweetest and most important sound in any language. Names carry our identity, our origins, our attributes, our aspirations. They can also carry our fears, our sorrows, and our insecurities." In the story preceding today's gospel reading, Jesus invites his disciples to go sailing and then takes a nap. The disciples wake Jesus in the midst of a terrible storm, afraid they're going to sink. Jesus calms the storm and, in fear, the disciples ask, "Who is this?" Ironic that Jesus' friends needed to ask who he was, when the man they meet on the shore in our story today immediately cries out, "Jesus, Son of the Most High God." Then Jesus asks the man, "What is your name?" A month ago, if you had asked me how the man answered, I would have said, "I am Legion, for we are many." Due to the similarities of many of the stories in the Gospel, and in no small part due to the influence of popular culture, it is Mark's answer to the question that sticks in most people's mind. "I am Legion, for we are many." Mark's answer is terrifying because it's the demons talking. Luke's version is heartbreaking. because in it the man answers, and he is unable to name himself apart from what possesses him. I am legion, for many demons have entered him. He has no concept of his identity. We are far removed from first century Palestine and medieval Europe. Through science and medicine, we understand that someone with epilepsy or schizophrenia, for example, is not, in fact, possessed by demons. Does that make this story irrelevant? I don't think so. Because I wonder what keeps us from knowing who we really are. What things cause us to be self-destructive, to feel trapped, to be separated from community? Is it our desire for social standing, our endless pursuit of perceived riches, our fear of the other, our indifference to the state of the world around us, our need to fit in, or maybe our need to stand out, our need to feel superior, our need to win, our need to be right? What lengths will we go to accomplish these things? And at what cost? The good news? God is there. Whether or not you ask for God to be there, God is there. God's compassion and power, manifested in Jesus, restored the man in the story to wholeness. This story reminds us that wherever we are, physically, emotionally, spiritually, broken, despondent, self-destructive, whether across the Sea of Galilee or through the waters of baptism, God's love comes to us, calls us by name, and makes us whole.